Welcome to Burrito Quest episode 2. Episode 2? Burrito Quest 2, episode 25.
Technically, you're correct, though. Second season.
Well, yeah.
Well, is it really episode 2?
No, it's episode 25. Right. We went to Delicious.
You can start over. You could do that again if you wanted.
Welcome to Burrito Quest 2, episode 25.
Sick.
Delicious.
Yep.
Where we procured
dos burritos.
Yeah, dos.
Which ones are we eating first? Well, first, what are these two burritos, guys?
One is a chicharron burrito.
It's kind of okay. Flat one, chicharrones.
Fried pork skin.
This bulky one is picadillo. I don't know what that
picadillo
means.
Picadillo is usually like meat cooked with peppers and onions and sort of in a sauciness, but I don't know.
According to the sign on the wall, look at that burrito.
Kind of red. Is this the red one that's supposed to be?
Is it flat?
This one's flat.
If it's flat, it's chicharrones. According to the sign on the wall, it was voted the best Mexican food in town.
Yeah, according to a clipping from some newspaper, or maybe the Bulletin.
So, where is that? I know where that is.
You remember where Oriental Express used to be?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
It's a building with a big green roof. Well, now it's got some sort of a Native American atrocity symbol in front.
Yeah. Some racist dude playing a flute while a bunch of dudes are hanging by their feet.
That's the Cocapelli, man.
Oh, I got a picture.
Oh, is he? He's playing a flute and bending over.
Yeah, but he's a little Mexican dude with a
Yeah, that's the Cocapelli, dude.
No.
Okay, I don't know which one I'm eating first.
Dude, I'm eating the picadillo.
I've got the...
Ben lied to me.
I've got the chicharron.
I will save it until you guys start it.
This is kind of gross.
Ow.
The chicharrones are slimy. It's like I'm eating soy.
Well, you'll be in for a treat when you get to the next one, then.
Was it good?
I'm not going to tell you.
Don't spoil it for us. Oh, it's because there's still... It's actually skin. Look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, this is this is comparing unfavorably to Las Broncas in my mouth.
It's like they skinned a pig.
Well, yeah, Ben, that's how you make them.
Here goes. I'm fixing it. Yeah, I would say would rather eat a dozen Las Broncas than this.
You know, I don't know. You know what this really reminds me of? Tripe and menudo. And I like tripe. And it's not that I didn't like the last one, but as you'll go back and see, I was just totally bewildered by it. I thought it was like a honeycomb thing. This, my
crunchy
mind,
chewy.
I can wrap my mind around this.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. This reminds me of the tongue.
It's gross.
No way.
Don't want to eat it.
That tongue had such a different texture.
Well, yeah, but it was cooked in a similar sauce. This has like a tomato-y green chili sauce.
It's like a marinara. Give me that.
So is it the sauce that bothers
you?
Fix
it. Uh-oh.
Maybe both. I don't know if I want to use that sauce on this, because I might want to use it on the other one. I mean, the other one's good from the bite I took.
Don't you tell us anything.
Right, oh, sorry. The other
Cheater.
One is still a question mark in your
Spoiler
mind.
Spoiler alert.
No, question mark. An enigma, per se.
It's not the sauce. If this had chunks of, like, beef in it, it would be delicious.
Yeah, maybe.
But these chunks of floppy pig skin, it's like we're eating a foreskin burrito.
You should have saved that for your rating.
See, that really sucks, Bing, because now, I mean, I was kind of digging on this, but now that's all I can think about.
Sucking cock.
No, sucking foreskins.
Docking.
I don't know if I can finish this without throwing up.
What? Oh, come on. We've had grosser than this.
We've had worse burritos.
This is probably the grossest burrito I've ever eaten.
Gobbler.
Nope.
The tongue wasn't grosser than this? You freaked out on the tongue.
The tongue and gobbler. This is grosser than both of them? I would eat this any day over the gobbler.
These chunks of pig skin are fucking disgusting.
Yeah, it's not very good chicharrones.
Like, wretched to the point of every time it's a gag reflex.
Man, weird.
Come on. This is be interesting. Don't throw up on my computer.
You're a real texture.
Let me put some napkins.
I need to put more stuff on this.
Put some napkins on my computer so you don't throw up on it. Mm. Well, if you do, it won't hit the keyboard. I need to place this computer anyway. Whatever.
Don't be mad. Don't be mad.
What the hell am I doing?
So you're a real texture.
How come you guys never take pictures with this camera? Because you're narcissistic and you love to have your picture taken?
Yeah.
Maybe that's
it. Give me that camera.
Hey, do me again. Ben's not cool.
Don't do dip, don't do Isaac. Here.
No, bleh.
No, go.
Maybe a sexy look.
No, it's more autistic than anything else.
Same thing. Synonymous.
All right, I'm going to try to... I don't know
Isaac's bringing sexy back.
I'm bringing autistic
so gross.
You eat it, Ben.
Oh.
You better not start crying.
I ate it like a pill.
Because your eyes are watering.
You don't bite pills. What are you talking about?
Maybe they're just moist.
Oh, he's happy. So happy.
There. See, I found a way to eat this. With gulps of soda surrounding...
You're going to be burping like crazy.
No, I don't do that.
I don't burp or chew bubble gum.
Not at the same time. This is really the most awful
burrito. You don't ever do bubble gum.
You don't ever do two things at once, Ben.
See, I told you. Ha ha. Fucking liar. You made a liar out of yourself.
I'm here for you. I wish we had not ordered this.
I don't believe that one either. You ordered it.
I know. I was excited about it because I remember the Trunkus.
Yep, this makes a lot of Trunkus shine. It had some good spice to it, though. And I don't think the flavor was overall that bad, but yeah, the...
It's like tomato sauce with shit in it.
It's just shitty chicharrones. Fucking man up. Jesus Christ, didn't you want to eat that?
You can sit on that one. I won't.
No.
I'll be mad.
Ben, hurry
up. We're going to watch you eat. We're going to watch you eat this awful, wretched burrito that you
put it all in your mouth at once.
Mm-mm.
Ben.
Can you feel the slimy chicharrones?
I double dog dare you.
Swimming in your gut?
I can. But gross. Well, that's a tomato. Why
you know what this? You know what this kind of feels like?
No.
Soggy Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not a bad description. Like if you got sweet and sour chicken that had been wrapped in a burrito and got soggy.
Right.
You know what's sad is they used to have Chinese food there, so maybe.
Kung Pao chicken!
That's been sitting in a vat for a year or so now.
Well, it's been there for longer than that. It's been there for years.
Nice.
That sculpture out in front of that place really kind of weirded me out.
Yeah.
It was Mexican dudes. It wasn't like... You know, a Native American deal, which I associate with whatever you called it.
Yeah. Actually, I know. Hey, a little bit of history. That's a tradition. Or wait, no.
Hanging people by their feet while you play the flute?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a Nazi tradition.
And, no, in South America, it's not necessarily Mexican, but in South America, there are these guys that have this tradition that they bungee jump.
Oh,
the
yeah. Okay.
And there's like a dude. He doesn't stay on the top, though.
I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's less disturbing than this little sculpture thing they have.
Yeah.
It looks like those guys are dead.
I'm ready.
Yeah. But swinging around.
It's not moving. They're just hanging.
I know, but they're like in flight.
No, they're just hanging.
No, they're upside actually upside down. Upside down. Feet. Like they've been strung up.
I know this. I know this.
They don't look like they're flying.
They kind of look to me like they're kind of going this, or it looks like jumping.
It looks like the dude with the flute killed those people and then hung them by their feet.
You guys.
Dead people hanging.
See, no, but see how they're at an angle? It looks like they're swinging. Yeah, okay.
No.
That is not... Are you going to take the picture away now?
Yeah.
You know what I'm
thinking? We're going to eat this burrito, dude.
All right.
I'm just right. Saying. Just say it.
You're not right.
All right.
What?
Did you take a bite? I mean, this is picadillo. Okay. I mean, essentially, think pico de gallo mixed with shredded beef, kind of.
It fell apart.
Chopped beef.
All right, I'm ready. Here goes.
Pico de gallo mixed with...
Okay, yeah,
whatever. Better, huh?
Tricked you, that's two chicharrones.
We gave you two, you fucker.
See, that's why I had to do this thing, because it fell apart the moment I opened it.
Huh, it looks like somebody else's bridges are falling apart this time.
I caught mine.
I got it, dude. He's like that fat kid from Stand By Me. Oh, fuck you guys, I got it.
You know how sometimes at Santa Fe Grill they would cook the steak burritos and they cut it real fine and then it would just be like a dry burrito?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a deer hunter the other day.
How was it?
Well, they forgot to put any melanesa in it. Fuck me. It was just this, like, meat. This,
potato.
Like, really dry meat and potato log. This blows.
Don't they have a meat and potato log?
Yeah.
Like chicken and steak and potato, that's it?
That's the Otter Bar.
No, it was something later on, I thought. Like the lumberjack or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Or was it the Rock? Because that one sucked. It was super dry.
I liked the Rock and you guys hated it.
Super dry, man.
Like his...
Like your...
Personality.
Your mouth. You put it on things.
Yeah, that too.
Your mouth is currently slimy and full of pig skins.
You need to swallow those, actually. You're not a squirrel.
Sounds like a party.
I wish they had fried those pig skins. It was just so gross.
They probably were fried at one point.
See, I had the same problem.
This is the second time. Yeah. I'm not learning from my past.
I'm good. You guys are making a fucking mess.
This is almost like eating a steak taco that somebody just didn't know when to stop making it.
Well, I wonder if this is this ground beef?
Yeah.
I mean, it
yeah.
tasted a little bit more like steak when we started eating it, but maybe it's just...
No, this is ground beef, definitely.
Yeah. It's usually not what...
No, it looks like shredded beef.
It's usually not what picadillo is usually beef. Some kind of steakish. Bye, Barif. But now, compare and contrast. With the burrito you just ate.
This is fantastic. It's really liberating. When I was thinking...
Like, I just felt like I've been a slave for 50 years. And now, boom, Abraham Lincoln chopped off my chains and punched my master square in the nuts.
Too soon.
Oh, sorry.
That's what it feels like.
To Too all soon. Slaves waiting for Abraham Lincoln, he's dead. You guys are out
sorry.
Of luck.
Spoiler.
S-O-L. Yeah.
It's colorful. Look at those colors.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a slight spice.
I think the pico de gallo they put in is pretty good.
Do you judge you? Just
do you from, judge you
from one burrito professional to some others? Do you guys judge off aesthetic?
Yes, I judge a burrito by the way it looks.
He's not talking to us.
He's not talking about burritos. He's talking about people. Well, yeah.
There are aesthetics to the burrito that I judge. Mostly, you want good flavor, though.
Right.
Right. But the good construction is good, also.
What about presentation?
Well, yeah, like the Macho Chimichanga.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was a good burrito. Oh, we had good presentation, too.
Weak finish.
But it's hard to do with normal burritos, right? Because you just wrap it in a tortilla, put it in some foil.
Oh.
That wasn't that bad. I thought it was going to be more burrito. But after the first one, the second one was not so large and in charge. I kind of wish we had a Qdoba or a Chipotle's around here, just to contrast the kind of burritos that we get here. Vice yeah.
Chipotle's is all right. It's very
Santa Fe.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to imagine that's what that yeah. New York burrito place was like.
Ugh.
Did you go there? What are you so freaking out about?
That burrito, the chicharrone.
Yeah, that was not a good one. I had. Oh, did I tell you guys that I was contacted?
What?
In the comments
by
my friend Tracy.
Nice.
TMQ.
What does he want?
Which is actually, no, my friend Tracy is a girl.
What's
a girl?
What does that mean?
Well, you see, people have different parts sometimes.
Like it.
So she said, hey, you guys should try out Andalays if you haven't yet. What I like to get is...
Please don't say chicharrón.
Green chili meat with potatoes, I think. Smothered in green chili.
Smothered in potatoes.
Smothered in chicharrón.
So I told her, you know, we haven't done Andalays yet, and since no one ever recommends a burrito for us to eat, we will eat that burrito.
We're really close to being able to do
Mesilla
Trek, is
yeah.
correct.
We're getting there.
Because there's a lot of good burritos out there.
I found out JC Tortas stays open till 7.
Nice.
And they have like 10 different kinds of burritos or something. I didn't get a good look in the menu, but... They had a picture in the bulletin because they did a story on them, and in behind them is their menu, and you can clearly see the list of burritos right behind that guy's head. I'm like, hey, sweet.
I think we have a couple things we need to do. We need to do Mesilla Trek, definitely.
Taco Bell.
We need to do Taco Bell. We need to finish up our fast foods. We need to do lunchtime burritos and breakfast burritos.
Yeah, breakfast is going to be... I don't know if we can get McDonald's unless it's breakfast.
Do they have all day now on their breakfast menu?
I don't know. I don't go to McDonald's. Well, if I do, I get chicken nuggets.
Oh, you don't have Fridays off.
Nope.
See, lunchtime burritos is going to be the hardest.
Saturday. Before you guys go to the park.
We could do a campus quest. Yeah, they got some good burritos on campus.
But are they open on Saturdays?
No.
I thought that place closed.
Chihuahuas?
No, Chihuahuas.
I dreamed that?
Was it a dream?
Wait, did the Indian place over there close?
Did the Indians close it?
Shut up. God damn it, I know I've got a point. Any Indian place is still open in Fringer?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, alright, I don't know what I'm talking about then.
You're so old, Daniel.
I had a dream. And now it's been crushed.
So we got a couple things to do. I think lunchtime quest is going to be our hardest.
Do we want to do...
Well, it'll have to switch to Saturdays.
It's true.
Well, I guess only but I count on this for dinner on Mondays.
Do we want to do Taco Bell as a dividing line between before and after of the Mesilla track? Like, we do Taco Bell, then we go to Mesilla?
Or we do Mesilla track, and then like, all right, as a consolation for doing La Posta last, we have Taco Bell next.
That's probably a pretty good idea.
I think we also need to... I like this idea of having viewer requests.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, anybody is welcome to recommend a burrito we should eat at a place we have not been to.
As long as it's not Chicharrón, I'm pretty gunned.
I mean, if you recommend one at a place we have been to, when we do a repeat, we will go back and
If you're maybe around on a Saturday or up for a morning thing, you want a guest spot, let us know.
We're open to guests.
Unless it's Sage.
Well, we're open to Sage.
We're accepting. We're tolerant.
I love Sage.
Do you really love Sage? Or are you just Sage?
What's the difference? this episode is complete. No, I like the idea of putting Taco Bell off. It's like the white buffalo of the taco world.
Well, you know it's going to taste good. It's fucking Taco Bell. They chemically engineer that shit just like every other fast food place.
I think, too, we should probably go and record at the restaurant.
That's ballsy.
Dude, we gotta take it to that next level.
Do you think that dude with Doritos in his pocket will be there?
Oh, God, I hope. We could totally get him to be a guest.
What if Taco Bell's like, hey, this is a corporate establishment. We don't allow media on the premises.
We'll go to the parking lot.
We'll go to Young Park.
All right. So we need to rate these burritos that we've
eaten. Oh, shit, that's right.
Figure out what the fuck we're doing.
What is this thing, this quest?
I need a minute to stew over mine.
Stew is right.
I'm going to rate mine Denty Moore beef stew in a can. Usually I get that. I'm like, wow, look at that. You know, it's kind of like dog food. You look at it and you go, that looks really good. And then you dump it out in a bowl and you eat it. And you're like, man, now my stomach kind of hurts. But it tasted good going down.
It might have been.
Mostly.
It might have been dog food. That can do damage to your stomach for real.
Right, well.
But if it was the apocalypse, I would totally.
Anyway, Denty Moore beef stew. I kind of like it, but I know it's not that good for me, and in the end, I kind of regret eating it.
I think I might eat dog food even if it wasn't the apocalypse.
Let's put this to the test.
Why don't you eat some on Burrito Quest?
Well, I mean, if it was important.
Isaac has some in the other room.
This is important.
Isaac has some dry dog food in the other room.
Tater tots, son.
Yeah, what did you eat? That was special.
Do I get a choice?
Well, he had a gobbler and a whatever.
I mean,
we ate
this is true.
That wasn't on the air though.
Green Mile. Yeah, he ate them both.
Oh, I crammed a gobbler.
He crammed a gobbler into his gullet, and then ate another burrito, and then ran a game for us. Nice.
That second burrito was pretty good, and I wish I didn't have to eat a gobbler first. Was it like a Kid Dynamite because it was huge?
No, it was a Green Mile, maybe. Whatever. I mean, they're in alphabetical order, right? So that's right. Something after.
You should have made him eat a bear and a gobbler. Right after.
Some jackass at the park wanted bear.
That was Charles.
Some jackass.
Say it was Bubblegum.
Our fan? Bubblegum.
Yeah.
He's a fan of ours. He's one of our three followers. I'm one of those followers, too. You're not a follower?
No, I'm not.
You gotta get on there and say follow.
Okay. I'm a leader.
Everybody should do it.
The point is, he wanted a bear.
The fuck is his problem? He listens to Burrito Quest.
He should know. He should know that bear is like a hair burrito.
It sounds really good, he said.
What are those things called?
Bears?
No, when you get all the hair built up in your gut. And
it's like a bazaar.
It's a fucking bazaar. Anyway, look, I rated this shit Denty Moore beef stew. Hold you guys need to make ratings. Phone.
The bear.
Hold the phone. No. I'm going to rate that chimichanga burrito a bazaar. Because that's perfect.
Chimichanga? We need
the chicharrón?
Whatever.
The chicharrón?
I rated them both together as a total.
Oh, well... I didn't think that far. Go ahead, then.
I'm gonna rate my burritos as Brontosaurus, like a Brontosaurus.
They didn't exist. Actually.
Well, like, see, for like a while,
Dino? Yeah, like Dino on the Flintstones.
They didn't exist, but for a while, we didn't know that. And then they're like, "Well, maybe they had this kind of fin thing on their head." And then somebody says, "No, they just never actually existed."
Well, that's fucking disappointing. I didn't know that.
The Brontosauruses didn't exist?
No.
They didn't exist.
Well, why did you have to fucking ruin Christmas? God damn it.
That's how he feels right now.
I'm going to tell my kids they existed. I'm going to say, this is controversial, and some people think they didn't exist.
You should teach the controversy.
But they did. And if other people tell you that, they have an agenda that they're not telling you about. You should listen to Fox News.
Yeah, but isn't it cool, though, like the idea of some dinosaur with like a ridge on his head?
Well, yeah, they had some of those. Just shut up, Tony!
Fuck you! And then it's like, well, that dinosaur didn't exist. Dino
dork, shut your yap.
That dinosaur didn't exist. And it's like, well, what about all the other dinosaurs? Did they exist?
Who fucking knows? A lot of this shit, I mean, it's like anthropology.
Oh, I gotta.
You need a rate. All right, right. You're disappointed because this is shit. You need a rate.
I like Brontosaurus.
I'm going to take a cue from you, dude.
Okay.
And rate Triceratops.
And I'm going to rate it a race car. I'm going to rate it finding out Velociraptors had feathers. There's a novelty in it. But it kind of...
so fucking scary.
Well, not as scary.
Well, like, imagine if a
it's like peacock. A giant peacock or chicken.
Yeah.
Is chasing you. Not nearly...
Have you ever been around an emu or an ostrich? Like, yes. Really close up and yes. Seen how big their fucking claws are?
But you know what? Not as scary as a featherless velociraptor. Well, maybe not to me. Your
brain. But if it was standing in front of you, holy shit.
I'm just saying, to me...
You make that noise
like... They're still scary.
And this Chicharron... Hold on. That's pretty good. That's that was a pretty good velociraptor.
That was pretty good. You gotta admit, I would save us from the
velociraptor. Is that Bootsy Collins playing the velociraptor on his bass or something?
No.
Buckawakow.
That yours is worse than mine.
No, that would be like a velociraptor without feathers.
A bass.
Yeah, fucking cool and funky. Well,
this is going on like 20 minutes. I know we ate two burritos. Holy shit. We might have just set a new challenge. Ben's going to eat dog food next time on Burrito Quest.
So anybody that wants get in and watch,
if anybody has any recommendations for what kind of dog food he has to eat, that means I have to actually post this thing.
Ben, relatively soon. Kibbles are...
It can't be moist.
It has to be moist.
Well, now you got all these caveats.
I know.
Oh, whatever.
What about a dog biscuit?
We'll just spoon it out. We'll get you some Caesar.
Some of that was pretty good, actually.
Okay, see.
Some lamb, some peas. All right,
maybe we'll wrap it in a tortilla.
I'm going to buy you the...
Are you offering me a dog food burrito?
Fuck yeah, I'm offering you a dog food. If you'll eat it, I'll offer it.
Burrito Quest!
I will pay for it. Burrito Quest!
That's a really bad
Ben, you're going to do this, aren't you?
So next week, tune in when Ben eats dog food burrito.
And Ben, we have him pinky promising me and Dan simultaneously over the air. He didn't pinky promise. He's doing it.
We're going to give him a lot of shit when he doesn't eat it.
I don't actually have pinkies.
I bet Sage would eat him.
I might if Sage did. Would.
Okay.
I'm not going to hold myself to that.
I'm not going to eat a dog food burrito.
I'll eat a tater tot.
I'm better than that. I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm better than eating dog food.
Are we all?
Not you. Or Sage, I don't know.
Boosh.
Okay, next week, I guess.
You think Sage would puss out of it? Like, he'd be like, I gotta wash my hair.
I gotta text my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Comb my beard.
I have to admit, though, if I had like a dog food burrito and that other burrito that we ate, the Chicharron burrito, I'm not sure what I'd do.
Really?
Absolutely.
I am sure what you would do.
Eat the dog food one?
No.
You think I'd eat the Chicharron one?
Yes.
Really? And
what kind of dog food are we talking about?
It matters?
Is there an equivalent of Fancy Feast in the dog food?
Caesar.
Okay.
Okay, what if it's like that?
Ben, you're going to eat some Caesar dog food next week?
Well, I mean, if my choice is that Chicharron burrito again, which is not going to be.
Hey, let's do a repeat of this one.
Oh, okay, so now he's already backing out.
Ben, come on.
All those caveats. If it is the apocalypse, then sure.
If it's not the apocalypse, maybe.
Maybe. All right, burrito questers, tune in next week when we eat another burrito.
And see if Ben pusses out.
And watch Ben puss out.
Maybe. Well,
listen. That's a bad radio. Adios, burrito questers.
Oh, yeah. Bye.